Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kaylin Patterson, West Muscle People, Pete, Real Talk in the house. And, well, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And I know it's been so many messages over Tuesday's show, and I'm really appreciative of everybody that reached out. I'm very, very surprised and sorry that more weren't aware of the things that we had discussed on the show, Des and I. And my apologies for the wake-up call, the way we did it. It's a point that has to be made, and I know it ruffled some feathers to the people that are really basically trying to, like, it might just seem like they're trying to make money by putting people in a situation where they can't sustain their health or their good natural status. I mean, it just seems like so much can be taken away from something that can be so positive. And, you know, that happens in everything, you know. And I remember when baseball had its bad night and everybody hated the person that spoke about it, and they made him this demon. And, you know, the fella wasn't, I mean, everybody in the locker room seemed to love him. He just basically was talking about something that so many had basically gotten by on, that they were angry that he had basically put him on blast because now their reputations were at stake and their pride was injured, you know, because it's everything they had been looking for, they got, but it wasn't warranted for the way they got it. And it upset a lot of people in his own community. And, you know, you look at, like, I remember as a kid when my guy, Hulk Hogan, had come out and said that, you know, he had been using steroids. And I was one of those really scrawny kids, and you know, I looked up to him, and, you know, the thought of taking my vitamins and drinking my milk, I was like, well, shoot, you know, Popeye's spinach ain't enough, so let me try this too. And, you know, but I was thinking these are things, you know, you can get out of the ground to basically grow, or, you know, in the supplement realm where you have, where, you know, they concentrate it, but it's still from a natural product. Not something that's going to hurt you or something that's going to take away from your overall health and your life and, you know, how you view yourself. Because, you know, sometimes it does come down to self-image. And that was one of the comments in one of the messages. And a lot of times we're driven to be something that really we're not ready to work ourselves towards. And granted that there are coaches, nutritionists, and all these other people that are willing to take people's money, but there's also people willing to pay it, knowing that they're getting involved in something that's not of a natural state or status. It's both sides, but it shouldn't be any side when it comes to a natural realm. Because, and trust me, look, I'm not going into this ignorant, blind, or stupid. Like I said, I know this stuff is happening. There's people, I've been in, I can't count the number of gyms where someone is basically saying they're natural, basically to get clients. Because if I can look like this natural, so can you. But they're the furthest thing from it. And then there's others that tell them, you know, I'm not natural, but if you want to have a natural appearance, then take these kind of drugs. And, you know, you have to start to understand that the mental mindset drives the moral steering wheel. And if it's all about ego, and, you know, especially now in this social media and the social media world where everything seems to be like how you appear in public, how you look in front of everyone else, and no one takes the time to tell you to catch your breath and really ask you how you appear to yourself. You know, what's driving you to be that person, to want to look like this for others, instead of going about it in a way where you can actually be around the people open and honestly speaking about something that you know because you've lived it, instead of having to hide in a realm that doesn't exist because it's basically a fabrication of your own creation. It's more and more to the point where it seems like it's just not enough for you to be you. And some people can fall prey to that instead of saying, no matter what this journey brings, I'm willing to do it in a way that satisfies my ego, my intellect, and my drive in a natural way, because that is sustainable. That is something you can do your whole life. I can remember Phil Ricardo saying, you know, natural bodybuilding is a fountain of youth because you're doing so much to preserve what you've built. You don't need an outside source because the mountains you've overcome were your own fears and doubts to begin with. We're chasing a dream, all of us, somewhere, somehow, in life. And we work towards that dream harder than most people will ever understand, because they don't know what's driving you from the inside. They don't know the hardships. They don't understand anything. But, you know, when you flip the script, it's the same thing on the other side for anyone. And I get it. It does cost money to compete. It does, you know, tax the wallet. But think about it like this. You're going to spend money to ensure what you're doing is natural. You're still not, in comparison, paying half as much for the gear you'll need, for the drugs to basically counter the side effects for the gear that you're going to be using. You're not going to have to deal with, you know, mom and dad or wife or children finding out your dark secret. I mean, it's not called the dark side by accident. You know, it's said in a joking fashion. But there's a lot that has to go into the mind to say, I can do these things and still make myself look normal. And it really hurts. And I'm going to bring somebody on because, you know, one of the messages I got was really, it was kind of a true statement, but one I hadn't thought of. And it was very surprising when I got it, because it said, oh, you're just saying this because you're a P4P sponsored athlete. And I thought, well, no, this is how I believe, and P4P basically believes the same thing. This just happened to be of a like mind. This is not a show that's guided by the founders. They said, get out there and promote natural health and fitness. And that's what Des and I have been doing. But when I saw the message, I said it would sound almost just like a great commercial for P4P, because they only support natural athletes. And they make sure that we are natural athletes. There have been plenty of people they've turned away. But I was thinking, well, isn't that so true? If you do have a company that's really pushing that, wouldn't they want to do everything possible to make sure that natural athletes have the best advantage because they're natural athletes, not because there's cheaters that are running free. And we're not really running free because these are what some of the organizations are doing, where they say these kind of drugs that are banned are still feasible in our organization. Then shouldn't that kind of information be out there? Joe, you on there, Joe?
Yes, I am, Kaylin.
Joe, I've been talking to the audience about, I'm very shocked and surprised to see people pushing to lessen the reins on the what is considered natural, and I'm just amazed that I even have to use that terminology. And, you know, this is something that goes against the very foundation of P4P.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ever since day one, it was just, you know, we noticed that, you know, out there in sports in general and bodybuilding, because that's what we do, you know, especially, that, you know, there was really two different, completely different sports going on. You know, there was one where you know, doing whatever they wanted to do or felt that they had to do to reach some kind of, you know, freakish stature, because that's what was required if they wanted to win. And then there was another sport going on where, you know, people basically played by the rules and didn't sacrifice, you know, their health and longevity, and, you know, didn't take a all-in approach to not caring about side effects of, you know, drugs and other things that are going to, you know, potentially hurt their health and wellness. So we chose, because that's what we do, to reach out and try to support people that were doing it what we figured is the right way, you know, out there pushing the limits and training with every bit of intensity that any athlete would, and then, you know, also just being disciplined on nutrition and, you know, playing by the rules. And that's what we respect even more, is, you know, the people that are willing to embrace the grind, people that are willing to do the work and be disciplined and take their body, you know, to, you know, as far as they can go in a healthy manner. And, you know, in general, my viewpoint has always been, you know, with natural bodybuilding, for me, I love the sport and I love doing it, but it was also a means to an end beyond just the competition. You know, it was something I did because it made me better at a whole lot of things. You know, it made me better as far as health goes. It made me better, you know, as far as just, you know, instilling values of discipline and hard work and, you know, integrity and all of those things as well. So, you know, better in your career, better family. That's some of the biggest reasons that I did it. I don't think you can legitimately get any of those things if you're using drugs or using other, you know, other things that are not doing it the way that we do it. So, no, ever since day one, we've embraced that side of the sport, because that's the people that, in my opinion, are the ones that deserve it a whole lot more.
And that's so true. And like I said, you know, the message caught me off guard, because I wasn't ever thinking about, you know, this being a product placement for P4P. Because, you know, our concern has always been about the athlete. I know it sounds like a slogan or something like a chant, but we legitimately have, I mean, that was basically the foundation for all of us being as sound as we are in P4P, is because we were so rooted in the understanding that it really had to be about the people that we were addressing, which was the natural athletes. And to have, you know, basically someone say, well, you know, the only reason you're doing this is because you cater to natural athletes, I think, well, that's kind of the sum of the means. Exactly. I mean, I'm not even going to argue with that point, because, yes, this is for the natural athletes that are competing and basically going up against people. Well, not, I don't want to say going up against. It's more to the point of someone saying, in order to have a bigger stock of competitors, if we just lower the moral standards, we can have more competitors on stage. And I'm saying, isn't this the premise for everything that's the NPC IFBB?
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, right? Like, I mean, yeah, if you lower the standards, then what makes it a special place to be? You know, I think we should be a lot more loud and proud about it rather than, you know, dilute the principles just to have a few more people on stage. And there's an easier way to get more people on stage. It's to promote the message of health and wellness and doing things the right way. And I mean, you look at the talent that has been put forth for people that
do
bodybuilding and the types of physiques that they have today. You don't need any of that stuff. You just need hard work. You just need hard work. And I mean, you promote that, promote those athletes, you know, promote what's possible without, you know, having to have any of the side effects or any of the other stuff that goes along with it, and just get better at promoting the message. And I think that would put more people on stage without sacrificing principles at all.
Yeah. And you know, if you really understand what being natural is, you know, you can be around your wife and your children, and there's no shame. There's only an intensified understanding of what, you know, life is all about. Because like you said, if it's a constant grind, not where you're torturing yourself or punishing yourself, but actually seeing growth from the hard work that you do and seeing the benefits and how it basically, like you said, steps beyond the gym. It steps beyond the stage. It steps beyond the award. It goes right into the heart of the matter, which is family, discipline, sacrifice, community. Everything is like a shared involvement, and you don't have to hide away from any of it because, like you said, you can beat yourself on the chest because you're dang proud of what's been going on, you know. And then to have where somebody said, well, you know, and I brought up this analogy because it was something that really caught me. And I brought it up on Tuesday's show. I said it was, and I don't know if you can remember, but I remember vividly, was when college was asking to lower the standards to get the better players, and I put that in quotes, on the field in college because, you know, they weren't good in school. And I said, then why don't we put more emphasis on the education of that child so when he does become a young adult, then he can play and be intelligent in life, not just saying he's stepping on the field doing whatever, because that's what it seemed like to me, that what we're doing now is saying, okay, because these people are you know, and like I said, I'm not coming from an English standard point of view. There are people that have issues with their health. I don't doubt that. There are people that have low testosterone. I don't doubt that. But I know for a fact that there are people that are abusing that premise and using it to look a certain way because they have issues with self-image. But then they say, okay, because I've ruined and wrecked my health by overdoing it, now I want to compete on the natural realm. And if you just lower the standards, I still look natural enough to compete as a natural athlete. There's no way in hell that can be sustainable.
Yeah, you know, me being from Wisconsin, like, I can definitely speak to your college example. Like, the UW Badgers, consistently every year they put out scholar athletes, you know, people that are high, like 3.8, 4.0s that are also All-American athletes. I think that should be celebrated. That should be celebrated, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to be great at Big Ten football. And then it's also hard enough to be great and your field of study. To be able to do both is pretty great. And then to be able to, you know, be an institution that says we want to reward that. We want to reward excellence and not necessarily sell out just to sell more tickets. That should be commended, you know. And there's, you know, if you follow sports news, seems like it's just about every year, there's programs around the country that get busted for some really wild stuff, trying to, you know, keep players on the field just to sell tickets.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's some people that are living in shame because of some really bad decisions in the moment. So I don't think the answer is necessarily reducing the standards just to get more athletes to compete. If somebody can't meet those standards, there's other organizations for them to compete in. You know, it's not like they don't have a place to go.
And that's so very true. And my point is something that, you know, you, JV, and Chad have always stressed, is that if we're not dealing with people's overall health, and I said because, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, the health in this country has been in decline for quite some time. And we're seeing the ramifications of that poor health decisions. And then we say, okay, instead of fixing the root of the problem, we're just going to make sure that people can still look natural. And I'm saying, isn't that the whole point of bad health? Is you have an appearance of good health, but you're the furthest thing from it. You know, what do they call the silent killer? What do they call the high blood pressure? What do they call the high cholesterol? What do they call the blocked arteries? I said, you know, if people really understood about the magic blue pill and the deaths that are involved with that pill alone, you know, helping people get something that their body is basically saying, no, you can't do this anymore because you're in such poor health. Well, then here, take this pill and get out there and give it one more go. And they're dropping dead like flies. But we're overlooking all of this and saying, you know, but it'll keep you in the game. And, you know, when do we say this person has to matter more than saying yes to all those wants? Let's get them back in the game in a healthy way where they can actually be healthy instead of having the appearance of health, because that frightens me. I mean, I'm really scared of that kind of mentality that says it's okay as long as they get what they want. After all these years of abusing their body, now we want to give them one good year, hopefully, and, you know, hopefully a lifetime, I pray for it, but where we're saying this is okay, where if they, you know, just, you know, give them that little shove and hopefully their kidneys, liver, and what else can manage until they get to stage. That's frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. For sure.
Now, when you're dealing with the people that you deal with in the gym,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's health concerns with them just walking in the door. Because one of the first things I always ask is, you know, have you seen your personal doctor? And what do they recommend? Because, like, a lot of people come in with the hopes of getting in shape, whether it be for wedding, receptions, you know, new job, or dates, or summer's coming. You know, there's always something. And then there's some people that are basically told, if you don't get in shape, you're dead. And those are the ones that really concern me, because they come in, you know, guns blazing, and come hell or high water, they got to be fit by summer. And, you know, it's a month later. But they're willing to take a lot of risks because, you know, they know, you know, it's pretty much end game unless I, you know, get myself straightened out. As in your profession, how do you go about that? And I'm sure the first thing you don't say is, well, let's get you on some drugs that can get you close but no cigar.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, I'm around people all day, every day at this point. The variety of different goals. You know, there's some people that, you know, do have cholesterol issues and are overweight. You know, it could be as simple as, I just want to move better, feel better, play with my grandkids, not run out of breath in a minute, you know. Anything from that to pretty elite athletes. And, you know, for sure, yeah, the number one thing is, let's talk about lifestyle. Let's talk about some choices you're making. You know, let's talk about your health history. You know, those things all go into where we start from. But it is really satisfying, really cool. And actually, just about probably 45 minutes ago, in one of the gyms, a lady stopped by and she's like, hey, I just needed to thank you. And it's somebody I haven't actually seen since October. I just did like a consultation with her, just a health consultation, and got to know her body, did a, you know, functional movement screen, took her through a workout, kind of talked through her health history and what she'd been doing up till that point. and gave her a decent assessment of, you know, where she's at and what kind of things are going to help her out. And when I saw her, first time I've seen her since then, she walked by and I was like, wow, you look a lot different. How is it going? She's like, well, I just needed to say thank you because I'm down 66 pounds and 22% body fat right now. And you were right. And this is the thing. This is somebody who was, at the point, was legitimately trying to be healthy. She just didn't have all the answers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what she was doing wrong is, I think, a pretty typical mistake. She was really under-eating by a lot and doing a lot of cardio and, you know, just trying to lose weight that way really kind of sucked. It just wasn't working for her at all. And, you know, the advice I gave her was, let's get off the Stairmaster and let's do some, you know, functional training and some strength training. And let's take a look at your nutrition. And I taught her how to track it with MyFitnessPal. I set her up on, you know, a decent plan with, you know, a step-up plan to slowly bring her calories up some. And she just stopped by and was like, I just want to let you know that you were right on. And, you know, it's hard for people to believe it, but, you know, really overall, it was kind of a couple simple changes. You know, before, I was working out probably twice as much as I do now, and I was eating a lot less. And, you know, I know a lot of people wouldn't necessarily believe that that's, you know, how this should work, but she's like, you were right on, and I just wanted to say thank you because, I mean, there's no turning back now. I probably added 10 years on my life, you know. So,
yeah
it's really interesting. But, I mean, you're 100% right. It's like, let's kind of find out, you know, what's going on. You know, what's going on with lifestyle? What's going on with our choices? You know, let's see what we can work with on that because, I mean, would somebody else maybe have been tempted to use some, you know, a drug or compound or something that'll help you? Yeah, I'm sure there's people out there that do that, but really, in all honesty, she just needed a little education, you know, some simple changes with nutrition and change around how she was working out.
And it's basically like that good push in a healthy direction, and I don't want to say the right direction, in a healthy direction, because that's always going to be the right direction. And to have it where it's not your benefit to your wallet, because I said, you know, any business transaction, any true business transaction benefits both, where it's not saying, you know, my pockets are getting lined and your health is in decline. And I really worry. And, you know, I said there's certain jobs where it can't be a job. It has to be a passion. Doctors, policemen, firemen, personal trainers, and then I think I said nurses. I hope I did, because they can never just go to work. They're taking their hearts with them because it involves so much more than a paycheck. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And coaches and nutritionists usually come out of that background, so they need to be incredibly concerned about this person's welfare. And my last recommendation, and this is just from, you know, being around a mom that was a nurse, was prescribing anything, because there's always a side effect. And, you know, I learned firsthand, because I've spoken to many doctors, and, you know, we've talked about, when do you get the pill that alleviates all the side effects of all the prescriptions, to where you don't have to worry about the debilitations that come from all these prescriptions?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned nurses. I've got a lot of friends that are in that profession, and a lot of my past clients were nurses, and I mean, I'll give them a little shout out. Like, it's some long days, and people that don't know a nurse well or haven't been, you know, around people that do that, trust me, it's a grind. They don't always get the recognition that they should get, but man, a couple of nurses I know, they're doing, you know, upwards of 16-hour shifts taking care of people, and in most cases, it's not, you know, somebody that's really loving to see them that day, but they do it because they love what they're doing. They want to get that person to a better spot. So I couldn't agree with that more. I know not a single one of them does it for the paycheck.
Exactly. And you know, to see a misdiagnosis where they have to know, because they know they're not stupid. And, you know, they know this is what I remember a doctor when I had been in my accident had said, you know, I was so busted up. He figured from the swelling it was just what they call phantom pain. And the nurse said, no, maybe you should get an X-ray. And the doctor basically overlooked that, and then she put it down on the sheet so I could get that X-ray. And sure enough, I had a broken floater rib.
Wow.
And, you know, I could have been in all kinds of pain, needless pain, because, you know, if she hadn't cared, you know, then it doesn't happen. And, you know, the personal trainers, some of them aren't really personal trainers. They're walking salesmen. I get it. But then there's others that say, you know, you matter. And you know, on this show, we've said it at least 1,000 times now, where ask about the person that you're getting involved with. And I don't want anybody cutting corners with my health. And you know, because you're talking about, and you, like you were saying earlier, you're talking about family, friends, job, mental awareness, mental state, moral compass. All these things are involved in one choice of either staying a person that's healthy and fit, or a person that's trying to appease everyone that looks at them. And with that one choice, you either can hide away or be the person that you were starting out to be, because, you know, that why is a heck of a question when you're talking about the reasons, because, it when people say, you know, I know I'm natural because I passed my piss test, I almost have to laugh, because I said I know I'm natural because I don't want to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're around Meshach a lot more than me, and you know how he checks those labels. He's got, like, eagle vision when it comes to reading a label, and that's how you know. You don't have to wonder. These guys live it, and I don't want to say religiously because it's not a religion, but they just understand this matters. You know, John Parrish is another good example. He said he's got so much history of being looked up to, and he knows he's being looked up to, and he's not going to ruin that image just to get another win. You know, his reputation is more than a first-place trophy. His way his children look up to him are more than that first-place trophy. The way he has to deal with his wife, the way he has to, you know, look to his mom, because we did a family interview at the Chi-Town Showdown, and just to hear how all these different facets were proud of his choice, not that he won, and, that, you know, I forgot to bring that up during that interview, but I said, now that's the amazing part. It's how you got there. And I think that's what we're missing when we say, okay, if we could just lower these standards, we could be a bigger entity. And I'm saying, if the standards have to be broken, then you're already smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's totally true. Like, you know, some of the guys you mentioned, and, you know, I can speak for Meshach for sure, because, you know, he's got that head-turning physique, you know, just, and he's such a humble guy that I love it when I get a chance to work out with Meshach, not only because it's always a good workout, like, he'll really push me. But, you know, beyond that, it's also just watching him interact with people. It's awesome. You know, it's like people will come up to him and just be like, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this before. And, you know, he'll just kind of smile, and, you know, he's so humble. He's just like, yeah. He's like, I've got a long way to go. I've got more to accomplish, you know. And it's fun watching him interact with people. And, you know, I can tell you for sure it's extremely important for him to not only, you know, work hard and be recognized as one of the best to do it. I know that drives them, but I also know that even higher on the list is to do things the right way, leave a really good example, and leave a good legacy behind them. You know, he'll take time out of his day and go into a high school and do a presentation for a whole group of high school athletes and just explain to all of them how important it is to not be tempted by, you know, any kind of drugs, and the fact that, you know, your hard work and your good choices can get you a really long ways, and there's no need for it, and, you know, also just, you know, the consequences are just not worth it at all. and for him to do those kind of things. And I know he's only one example. There's tons of them in natural bodybuilders, you know, that do those kind of things. And so, I mean, I'm in agreement 110%. I think, you know, there's a lot of athletes that share those kind of values, and I think it, you know, that kind of message should be what's promoted. And the more that's out there, the more people are going to want to be part of it, because it's not just the result of a physique that looks like that. It's how you did it, how you handled yourself as a person and as a professional. That's what attracts people.
Exactly. And, you know, I'll go back to when we did the booth at the Arnold. And it was nice to have the audience that we had, but it was so much better to have the parents with the children, and you didn't have to whisper, you know. And when we were giving out the samples, we could give it to the children, knowing there's no risk of their health being damaged as children trying to grow up. You know, and these are the things that make me proud. And, you know, I when I walk into the gym, and, you know, I remember when we were in Kansas City, and I told you it feels great when I can go to sleep at night knowing I'm not damaging or hurting someone's health.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if you're supposed to be making them better, it shouldn't be an appearance. It should be an overall improvement in their lives. And like I said, you know, to have people that are at the state now where, okay, like the DFAC USAs and the Windy City Naturals, you know, we get messages because of Being Real Talk and Midwest Muscle that, you know, what kind of show is this? And then they check the show out, and then they see the banned substance list, and now they find out that they can't compete because guess what? One of the supplements that they were taking is a banned substance. But it was given out as part of a goodie bag. Now, that's hurting their chance to compete at a local show because they want to compete around family. But, hey, there's another organization that says, hey, we take that stuff and we'll allow it. Then is it really a natural organization if this is the choice they're making at the top? When we talk about good health, it's something that is sustainable. I don't see how you keep the pieces together if you remove the glue. And it seems that's exactly what some people are trying to do, just to fill the stage, if not the seats.
Yeah, since you brought up the Arnold, too, like this kind of relates quite a bit to, you know, what we're talking about, just what the standards should be and kind of keeping to your values and things like that. Yeah, I could be totally honest and let you know that we had a backdrop banner design, you know, and right on it was the message, you know, number one for natural athlete. We looked at the picture for a second and like, man, I do not know how this message is going to be taken at the Arnold Classic. You know, just that all the other shows we go to, you know, the room is 90%, you know, drug-free bodybuilders. At the Arnold Classic, you don't know for sure what's going to walk by, you know. And but I'm so glad that, you know, we just decided it's who we are. It's what our principles are. And we'll just be loud and, you know, in people's faces with it. And let's just display it. Let's talk about it. Let's just get it out there. And it was really cool to get into a lot of conversations with people from all over the country that were meeting us for the first time and, you know, almost astonished that there was a company like ours that was willing to say that in that arena, you know. And so it was a really good thing. And, you know, had we watered down the message at all, I don't think it wouldn't have been worth it. And I definitely wouldn't have felt good about it. So I'm glad that, you know, we stuck to it. And, you know, as far as, you know, what we're talking about with banned substance lists or, you know, like what's allowed and those kind of things, you know, any organization, whether it's a company or, you know, a charity or any kind of organization, they're founded on some really basic principles. And, you know, those things have to ring true in everything you do. Otherwise, once you're watered down, it weakens everything, right? So, I don't know. I would say it's the risk would never be worth the reward of changing any real basic underlying principles for any organization. And like I said, I think you can put people in the seats and you can put people on stage, by promoting, you know, a really good positive message and, you know, featuring some people that are really good positive people that do it, you know, according to the basic principles that they started out with. So I don't know. I just believe that some of those basic core principles just need to be part of everyday decisions, everyday life.
Yeah. And you know, to piggyback that, it should be to the point where a urine test is laughable,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you already know. And when people put that as a standard, that will always cause me to raise my eyebrow because that's the furthest thing I'm worried about. You know, drug tests
right,
away.
Yeah.
And you know, I joke even at my gym. I said, my hair is older than some of these drug testing standards. I said, so, you know, why wait for the urine? Go ahead and get a hair
right.
sample if you want. You know, it just doesn't matter for
yeah.
natural athletes to have to prove that they're natural because it's never a threat to be otherwise. So,
yeah.
you know, when I hear these things, go ahead.
Oh, you say JB says this a lot, and, you know, it makes total sense. It's basically like natural bodybuilding is so much more than some pee in a cup because, you know, somebody can pass that test even if they weren't honest throughout their whole training, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's the essence of being natural is what you're talking about. It's like it wouldn't bother me if you tested me every day, you know. I have absolutely nothing to worry about. And
yeah.
it's not just about the test. It's not just about the lift. You know, it's about all of those basic principles that make you, a proud drug-free athlete that's training for, you know, whatever your own personal goals are, but, you know, doing it in a way that's not destructive.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then you have the flip side where there are people that have done so many horrible things to their body, and now they're paying for what, and that's what it comes down to. You know, the price to pay for every choice you make. There is going to be a price, whether it's a paycheck or a fine, there's going to be a price to pay. And when you damage your body to the point, and, you know, like I talked about on the Tuesday show, where, you know, it was making, and I put this in quotes, good money to use the drugs. And then, you know, when it comes time for your body to pay up, and they have to get on this the hormone replacement therapy, because now the estrogen is outrunning the testosterone, because your testosterone has been either shut off completely or at such a diminished rate that, you know, your body can't sustain being male. And that's something that, you know, they never want to talk about, but these are the things that happen. And I'm sure you've had to deal with it more times than I've had to talk about it. But these things do come up. And to see, you know, the other side of the dark side, and you wonder why people are still driven to it, especially like you were saying earlier in the show, where when you see the outcome of what a natural physique, mature muscle, proper diet, proper sleep, and proper work ethic results and gives you, granted, it's going to take a little bit longer, but you mm-hmm. can compete much, much longer if you really want to keep that as your means for staying fit is by competing and stepping on stage. You can compete for decades instead of ruining your health for, what, 5-6 years tops of, what, making a magazine?
Yeah. If you look at some people that are out there and they're absolutely amazing, and they've been doing it for 30, 40, 50 years sometimes. And it's funny because I have a couple of good friends that are, you know, they'll just joke around about it, and they're like, man, it's that old man muscle. You know, it's like, it's better with age. It's like wine or cheese, man. It's just getting better. you know, and yeah, it's almost like you got to correct them and be like, well, those are the natural bodybuilders. You know, you're not going to get away with doing other things, you know, for 30, 40 years. But these guys have been able to stay healthy and, you know, train smart and enhance their health over time. So, yeah, they're getting better in their 50s, you know, and even later. So, yeah, it's the natural bodybuilders have so much longer longevity.
I don't know if you got a chance to see Marshall Johnson in his last show, his last recent show.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Because, you know, the young fella he was going up against was being highly touted, and I think that was supposed to have been his show, and I can't remember his name, but he's one of those great hard workers, too. But you stand him next to Marshall, and it wasn't even close. And I felt, you know, wow. And I mean, but then you have to remember, Marshall's 50 years old. He's not slowing down.
No, not at all. Was it Justin? Was it Justin Baker?
Yes. There you go. That's who it was.
Yeah, Justin's a
that
young
guy
that looks really good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it's tough to compete against Marshall. These guys have been putting it down for that long. I mean, it's just a... You could have the same amount of muscle. You could have the same exact inch measurements, the same exact body fat percent, and just not look as, I don't know if there's a better word for it, but just not look as nasty, you know? Just looks better with mature muscle, you know, deeper separations and better quality, better striations, you know, and it just looks more like, you know, if one guy looks 3D, it looks more 4D, you know, when people have that much training.
Exactly. Boy, that's a nail on the head right there.
Mm-hmm. This is tough to compete with.
Oh,
that.
My goodness. And I mean, like, you have to remind yourself of this man's age with what he's doing. But like you said, there's so much work that goes into developing that muscle. And I say this when I'm at work. I said, you can tell the veteran job worker and the apprentice because of the way they go about their jobs. Because the guy that's been there and really serious about his job gets in there, gets his 8 hours, gets his 10 hours, gets his 12 hours, and it looks like he's barely breaking a sweat. And then you got the rookie or the apprentice, and they look like they're half dead because they're just not used to it. And that's the same thing with our muscles, where they build up that tolerance and they get it. When they come in there, it's the work. You know, I remember talking to Martin Daniels, when we were out at the Arnold, and he said, you know, when he's in the gym, he's not an angry guy, but he does get frustrated when people don't respect his workout because at the time he's at work. And he said, can you imagine if somebody in your family or somebody that's interested came into your job and said, you know, can you give me a couple of minutes of your time? I'd like to ask you some questions about your job. And you say, well, when I wasn't clocked in, nobody talked to me. And when I clocked out, nobody wanted to be around. But while I'm at work, that's when you want to speak to me. So, you know, I get that point. You know, if you're there to get, you know, and especially when it's a serious prep, how, you know, you got to get to that next meal, there's a lot of things that are happening in your workout to make sure that, you know, that comes about. So I really appreciate and respect the natural athletes. I really understand, you know, what it takes to get there, and I understand what it takes not to go there. And I think, you know, that's the biggest thing, because mentally you have to find a way as a natural athlete. When you don't want to make that choice, you're already taking a shortcut in thinking. And I'm not saying anyone is stupid. I'm just saying you took a shortcut in thinking. Because, you know, when I was drinking, you know, like a fish, it was basically so I didn't have to worry about certain parts of my day. If I knew a certain family member was coming over I didn't like, I'd have a couple of drinks. That never made it easier to deal with that person. It basically just made it easier to get through the day. But then when I stopped drinking, guess what? That person is still coming around. Sooner or later, I got to figure out a way to get past that and still have a life. And I think that's what the natural athlete does every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good point, too. Like, you know, somebody on you know, Marshall and Meshach's and Martin Daniels level, their commitment level, that's basically what it is for them is I'm at work, you know, I'm at work right
yeah.
now. And, you know, these guys understand that like every rep makes a difference and, you know, you have to be okay with putting in, you know, all that work to bring out, you know, potentially, and I'll just speak for me, you know, my experience, like, I'd be extremely happy if, you know, from one contest to the next, I'm, you know, just as lean and I maybe have like a pound and a half or 2 pounds more muscle, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you think about what it took for that year to get that, it's a lot of work and, you know, slipping up a little bit here and there, you know, even on my level as an amateur bodybuilder trying to win an overall, you know, it's pretty detrimental to be slipping up. And, you know, those guys, they're at work and they're trying to be the best, not just in their state, you know, they're trying to be the best in the world at what they do.
Yeah.
So, for sure. That's a great, great point. And, you know, I think some people, you know, don't necessarily totally understand that, you know, say, they're interrupting a workout and someone's not super excited about spending a lot of time with them. It's, you know, and I can tell you too, from hanging out with Martin Daniels, like he is like one of the coolest guys I know. He is a really, really good guy. I love hanging out with him. So, you know, I can guarantee that he's super respectful. But yeah, he's somebody that's definitely at work when he's working out. You know, he's taking it seriously.
Well, I got to do a shameless plug right now because speaking of Martin Daniels, I know we did a video while we were at the Arnold. Any rollout date for that?
Yeah, we're going to get that out right at the end of summer. So we will be still releasing that on time in summer. And it was good. We got the master DVD not too long ago. We're able to check it out, and you know you were a big part of it. So thank you for lending your talent to that workout and the intro for the DVD and being part of the workout and kind of seeing how it was done in a madhouse, a ton of people around at the Arnold weekend. And when people see how this video came together, like you can't even tell any of that's going on around it. It was really, really good. So, and I thought it was really cool just to get the insight into, you know, the mind of a champion, and be able to see some of the things that we were able to put onto that DVD. And, you know, you can search around and, you know, some people have done, you know, similar things that are in natural bodybuilding, but it's not really out there like it is with the, you know, IFBB pros and stuff like that. So I can't wait to get it out. I think people are really going to appreciate it. And, yeah, I know there's a lot of Martin Daniel fans out there that would probably love to kind of get a little insight into what he does. So, I you know, lots of thanks to Martin for being part of it and for you too, Caleb.
And not a problem, because like you said, if we don't promote it, then who will? Because, you know, if people really understood, and I agree with you 1,000%, if they really understood what a natural looks like, at their best, doing their best, working their best, they wouldn't even make the choice. I've had people that are dirty as sin with gear saying, you know, if I knew I could look like you, and I'm not even close to the elite, if I could just look like that, I wouldn't have got started on this crap. Because, they, you know, they're 2-3 years in, and they're seeing their body renege on the promise that, you know, the mind gave them. You know, if you do this, you'll be successful. And they're realizing, you know, not only did my mental state decline, but also my physical state is declining. And some, you know, get incredibly angry, and some basically become very bitter. And then there's some people that get kind of suicidal. And I don't see any success in any three of those options.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And, some of the people that start on it, you know, just being around the wrong people at the wrong time and making a bad choice, and it's too bad they couldn't have been around some of the other people that are doing it the right way, you know, and get started off on the right foot.
Yes. Yes, and I thank God for P4P, because like I said, and DJ, our DJ at the Arnold, he said something that couldn't I couldn't say better, so I just mirrored what he said. The dynamic changes that happened in our physiques, and if anybody doubts me, they can go back to when I had basically come out about the P4B supplements and how I didn't start my year until I had been on P4P products to be prepared for my first show, and DJ said the same thing. It was a distinct change. I mean, just an overall change, because you guys had made a point to give out what you were actually selling instead of throwing a whole bunch of fillers into the product. Because, I mean, you know, and we even did I'll backdate it. Anybody want to check the archives if you doubt me. We did a podcast about the manufacturer, and this is back when, you know, a lot of the big-name supplement companies were getting thrown under the bus because all the crap they had in there, and they weren't even coming up to close the amounts of protein or whatever they said they had in the product.
For sure, yeah. It's definitely, you know, something that you have to be careful with. It's something that, you know, can be kind of a scary situation out there. You know, I won't mention any of the specific manufacturers, but it just takes a little bit of research, and you know, in a lot of cases, it's some of the biggest ones that have the most marketing out there and have the most followers and the biggest noise, and there'll be some pretty damning stuff that comes out, and it's like a little blip on the radar because they can drown it with marketing, but you know, just a little bit of research, you can find out, you know, who they are and what happened. And, you know, when you get to that kind of size where, you know, you're dealing in millions of units, you know, the temptation to do something like, you know, add more of a filler into a protein, you know, or amino spiking or something like that, if it saved them whatever, even, you know, 50 cents a unit, it's like the CEO can line his pockets pretty quick, you know? So I know sometimes people think it's like a, you know, a young, smaller company that's making a mistake, you know, and learning as they go. But, you know, in a lot of cases, it's truly the biggest ones that, you know, knew what was going on and probably, you know, even have in their budgets, you know, some money set aside for when it comes down on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And
to be careful
the thing,
with.
They knew it was a dead end road, but you know, like you said, to line those pockets real quick, that's what they did.
One of the things that I like about one of the manufacturers we work with right now, you know, this year we're going to be working with him to get set up with informed choice. And one of the cool things that they do is every time they run product, they'll send it. It's a third party lab analysis, and you know, they're looking for everything from, you know, label claims being on to making sure that there's nothing in that product that's not, you know, that's not on the label or anything that's not on a banned substance list. And then once it comes back, you know, good, then they'll let you use their seal of approval on labels and things like that. So as we switch more of our production over to that company, we're going to be working with him to secure that certification. And, yeah, I think those kind of things are really important because it's just another layer of confidence, you know, that, you know, it's people doing things the right way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's breaking news, Joe. I didn't know you were going to be saying that. Wow.
it takes a little time to get some of this stuff done just because, you know, in the past we've always worked with a couple different manufacturers. And, you know, some people are better at flavoring, you know, and some people are better at certain types of products. So, you know, you want to go with the best. And it takes a little time to kind of figure out that perfect, you know, that perfect partner that can do things for you the right way. And so, yeah, we've got some good things that are going to be happening through the rest of summer and gearing up towards some even bigger things. But, you know,
I can't let you go without the new one coming out. You got to talk about that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so the newest member to the product family, Alter Ego Extreme. And so this one's something we're pretty proud of. You'll hear me talk about it, and I'll say it's your pre-workout's big brother. and that's really what it is. So this formulation is, in one serving, it has 6 grams of beta-alanine. For people that love beta-alanine, they're going to really love that. You take most brands that are out there, and a lot of them come in at like 3.2, which isn't necessarily bad. It's not bad. You know, a therapeutic range is about 3 to 6. But when you look at a lot of athletes, you'll see them talking about what they do for pre-workouts, and they're like, I like this brand X, but then I go buy some raw beta-alanine, and I add 3 more grams to it so I can get into the upper edge of a therapeutic range. So one of the reasons we decided to provide that was, you know, there's no need to go get all that extra stuff and add to it when it's dosed properly. So that's one of the big highlights for the Alter Ego Extreme. Another thing I know people are going to enjoy is this one literally went, you know, back and forth for a few times until the flavor was perfected. And the black raspberry flavor, we've had it out at several different gyms all around, you know, just letting members try it for workouts. We've taken it to some bodybuilding shows and let, you know, people in the crowd and people coming by the table taste it. And this one is off the chain. They got it perfect. So guarantee you, I have no problem saying, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm pretty careful about this stuff. Like, I won't just put it out there unless I'm ready to say it.
I can vouch for
that. I'm pretty positive people are going to be, you know, commenting on it, saying it's the best one they've ever tasted. So, yeah, that's good. And then, you know, the mental clarity, the focus, the mood boosting kind of effect you get from the ingredients in it is right on point. It's not overdone with stimulants. There's enough caffeine to feel it. You know, don't get me wrong. There is 140 milligrams per scoop, so 280 in a serving. But it also has a small amount of an amino acid called L-theanine, which if you do research on L-theanine, you know, some people will take that as kind of a relaxer. You know, people that have a hard time winding down. And so the question come up, like, well, why would that be in there? And when it's combined with caffeine, it actually has a really positive synergistic effect where it's great for focus. So, you know, people that are, you know, college students cramming a lot of information in, people that have a high-paced job, those kind of things, all the research that's been done on it, like caffeine plus theanine is a really, really good focus-boosting kind of thing. And then as a nice added benefit, it does take the edge off a little bit so people don't get, you know, too amped up or too jittery. It'll kind of ease all that off a little bit. And then overall, I mean, yeah, this one is one that we're pretty proud of. We brought back a couple of ingredients that people really enjoyed from our original Alter Ego. And, you know, it's on point. This one is one that you will never have to take more than what it says to take. I would never advise that. And you would not have to add anything to it. This will be all you need. And, you know, when you're dealing with those kind of potencies, the price is right on point, too. You know, so like I said, some people are buying, you know, a pre-workout that they like the taste of that seems to, you know, do a good job for them, and they're adding a couple other things to it. With Alter Ego Extreme, you would never have to do that.
Well, Des and I have already let the listeners know that as soon as I get it, we're going to do a podcast about it. And we're also going to do the video of the workout. And I know that it's just, like I said, you remember when I was down in Kansas City and you gave me the branch chain amino acid
and what it did
to my vascularity. That was just insane. And so I know when you're saying what you're saying, I'm really excited about it. And I hope the listeners are just as happy. And go ahead and get your orders in now because I'm sure it's going to run out.
It's live today. Yep, it's live today, so yeah, it's ready to do it. I was the first test subject. That's usually pretty common. Like, I'm the first one that'll try the very first, you know, sample run. And so JB called me pretty excited to get some feedback. And he's like, how'd it come back? You know, how close are we? You know, how did it go? And so I gave him my feedback, and, you know, I didn't want to, you know, overdo it or get him, like, really super excited about it. So I think I told him something like, yeah, this one's on point. You know, this is really, really good. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, good. So then he took it, and literally like 10 minutes after he took it, he called me up and he's like, man, he accused me of sandbagging. He's like, I know. He's like, I am less sensitive than you are. And I felt this thing drop kick me, you know, so I know you were sandbagging a little bit. So he wasn't super happy with me that day, but I was like, you know, that was, I mean, it's on point. People are going to like this one.
Well, I have one more question. This is just coming in, so pardon me for the late question. But it says, is P4P still going to have the seasonal flavors for protein?
Yeah, great question. We do still love that idea. With the transition of working with our new manufacturer, there were some other things that took a pretty high priority to get done first. But we do still really like that. We do really like that idea. I believe now we're in a good spot where we've got a pretty high level of trust on, you know, lead times and how quickly a manufacturer can get something done for us. Because the biggest challenge with that is, you know, putting trust into sometimes upward of like 30 other companies to get every component, you know, into a product in on time and out for a timely timely launch. So we love that idea. I don't have a specific date or a specific one that's going to be next, but yeah, we still love that idea. And we have over time played around with it a bit just to have some formulations that are complete, you know, and in the library and ready to go. You know, so there's a few that we really like that we have, you know, kind of waiting for us.
All right. Well, there you go. I hope that answered your question. Okay, we're good, yeah. And, the next one is, well, you already said, I think they just missed it. You said the Alter Ego Extreme is live today.
It's live today.
Okay.
It's going to be ready to ship the first full week of June. So right now it's in pre-sale. You'll notice that there is a nice sale price on it that's going to last for the next, 10 days or so. And, all the orders will just go into an automatic queue where as soon as it's laser scanned and ready to go, those orders are the first ones out. So pre-sale happens. It happened, you know, basically today at noon, and we're expecting to be fully ready to ship everything out first full week of June. So pretty short wait and take advantage of a really good price on it.
Oh, okay. One more, and I'll let you go because they're coming in like last minute.
Sure.
I know you and JB competed, but I don't think Chad did.
Chad has competed before.
Okay. Because they want to know do you guys actually take the product and would you use it solely to prepare for an upcoming show? Because I think both you and JB were WNBF, yes?
Yes. Chad's done WNBF amateur shows too. And the answer is 100%. So when P4P was a baby, you know, just a newborn company, again, I'm usually the guinea pig. So I 100% used only P4P supplements along with, you know, my food and my training, obviously, for my show in the WNBF. And last show that I did, I came up one vote short of winning an overall. So still have that itch, you know, that I need to scratch. But, yeah, 100%. And during a prep, there's really nothing else that I need. You know, I keep it really basic anyway, just as a competitor. You know, it's really basic. The products that I used was just branched chain aminos, pre-workout for probably half of my workouts. And then I also used creatine and protein.
Yes.
That's about it.
And just to piggyback so people can understand, Lee had been on the show when we were talking about the glutamine in our supplement spotlight, and he said, you know, there's a lot of things in marketing that aren't really good for human consumption, and not in a bad way. It's not going to give you any bad side effects, but it's meaningless in basically taking it because it has no effect. And like you were talking about with the doses that they're talking about, yes, it's in there, but it's never an amount that would actually be something that would show improvement or bad side effects. It's just something you're taking basically because of clever marketing or, you know, some kind of marketing scheme. So when you say you keep it basic, you basically keep it with the essentials so your body's needs are addressed in a way to promote that healthy stimulant to muscle growth and also keep from getting injured.
Oh, for sure. There's actually a pretty small list of ingredients, you know, that that I believe have enough scientific validity, enough efficacy that I'm really interested in using them, that's going to make a big difference. So, you know, there's things out there that you're 100% right. Like, I've seen products that have upwards of, like, 80 ingredients sprinkled into them, you know. And, you know, those kind of things, it's obviously not at the right dosing to make a difference. And, you know, it's just more just to have it in the product and say it's in there. But, I agree with that 100%. Like, you know, there's a pretty small amount of things that I feel very comfortable with that, you know, there's not going to be a side effect that I'm, you know, going to worry about. And I also am not going to worry about them for, you know, any kind of drug testing, and that I know that they're making a difference to my ability to train really hard and recover from it.
Amen to that. And last question, how, if people need to contact you, because I guess these are some people that are in your area, how do they contact you with training, just pick your brain or something like that?
Sure. There's a contact form right on the website. You can definitely go there. It'll go right to my own personal email. So anytime, I'm open whenever. So it's
fevermuscle.com.
Click contact us, and you can start right there.
And trust me, he'll get back to you. I know. I picked on stuff.
For sure. Yep, no problem at all.
So, Jim, thanks so much for being on the show, and I hope our listeners have been enlightened. I know I've already gotten responses saying thank you for the clarity, because the biggest thing for having the part one and part two is because part one, it seemed like I was trying, when I listened to the podcast, it seemed more like I was trying to force my opinion because I was so frustrated with just the whole scheme of how it was put about. Like, you know, we could grow this if we take lesser steps. And, you know, I wanted to have a cooler head, and God knows you are one of those cooler heads. So, and actually, you're actually on the side of people's health, dealing with it on a daily basis. So I knew you would understand the point I was coming from, where I'm not saying, you know, it has to be this way. It has to be a foundation is what I'm trying to get across. So I thank you for all your input, and thank you for asking those last-minute questions, because they were unexpected, that for sure. Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't
absolutely
shelve them and then wait for the last minute to ask. So thank you, Joe.
No,
thanks so much. God bless you, and, you know, have a great night. Get to the family, and tell them I said hi.
All right, absolutely. You too as well. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. So, everyone, I truly hope you understand what we're trying to get to, because it's where we should already be. I can't express enough that a natural competitor wants an even playing field. They are truly competitive by nature, and they hold no ill will against their competition because they know the struggle that everybody endures. But if you're cheating, it's just not worth it, because you have to take so much away from yourself, not the people you consider yourself defeating, but from your own mindset, from your own mental strain, from your own view of self. You've lost sight of what true competition is. And if you're not about competition, then you're not about winning either. You're just about cheating. And the organizations that are willing to take lesser standards, you're cheating too. And all coaches and nutritionists that say it's okay to delve a little further in damaging someone's health, you need help. And you really need to evaluate, you know, where you're going in life and how you're going to go about doing it. Because if someone's life isn't improving in a sustainable fashion, then it's not improving. And if you don't start looking at a bigger picture, you're basically just looking at short-term goals. And it frightens me that anyone would take another life and not see it as fully as they see their own. So, you know, Dez, we missed you on this show. Joe, thanks so much. JB, thank you for your input weeks prior. And Chad, we're still going to catch up with you. I know you're one of the busiest guys in the P4P family. We'll catch up with you and Meshek and Ty and see how everybody's doing.
But until then, we are